Darren Frahill, good morning.
Good morning to you as well, Gavin. We'll start with the rugby in Ireland beat Scotland yesterday, 27-24 in the Six Nations. And it's a result that means we go second in the standings now. Because of the losses to Wales and France, we will not have any chance of winning the championship next weekend when we play England. The Irish team ran in tries from Robbie Henshaw and Tadhg Byrne. And at 24-10, we appeared to be cruising to victory. But then Scotland hit back and tied it up before Johnny Sexton knocked over a late penalty to seal the win. Johnny Sexton kicked 17 points in total yesterday. A brilliant performance for him in the green jersey. The Irish coach is Andy Farrell, and Andy Farrell admitted the performance was far from what he wanted, but he took a lot of positives from it.
To hold them out like we was doing for so long, and then they get the try and they draw the game, and then to have the composure and the reset mindset to go again and come up with a special player from young Ryan and the blockage, and we got the turnover ball, and then to kick the goal. Look, it was messy at times. It wasn't for the purist, but to take a win here by 3 points, we'll certainly take that. It's a hard place to come with a good Scotland side. It got a little bit scrappy, didn't it? You know, when in some big moments that give them access back into the game. But as I say, the fight, the will, the want for the shirt to come across the line here at Murrayfield was outstanding in the end. We'll dust ourselves down. We've got a 6-day turnaround. We'll make sure that we're nice and easy during the week and dust ourselves down, prepare for the last game, which will be a battle at the Aviva.
It surely will. On the injury front, James Ryan, Ireland's main injury concern, he was removed late on in that match to undergo a head injury assessment. He previously missed the round two game against France, having suffered a head injury against Wales on the opening weekend. We face England in that final match in the Championship next Saturday. It's live on RTE Radio 1. Now, the Irish hockey team pulled off a very impressive 2-1 win against Great Britain in Belfast. The match was the second of the Soft Coast series. Now, no caps awarded for these matches, but some history made, as this was the first time we've beaten GB at this level. Britain are also the gold medalists from the last Olympic Games. Gary Moran has been speaking to the Irish coach, Sean Dancer.
Obviously, winning the game is great, and that's certainly what we play for. But what I'm happy about and proud of the girls is the way that we played today. We talked about really trying to step it up and take it to GB a bit more today, and I was really pleased to see the girls do that. Probably the key thing is us with the ball, trying to be a little bit more aggressive, trying to move the ball a little bit better, and also in the attacking third, trying to go a bit more at them. So use our skills, back ourselves. We do have some very good, skillful players, and I want to see them try and take on any defence that they play against.
I mean, it must be a real boost for you and for the squad to be playing these three matches. And what do you think you can build on this for Tuesday?
Yeah, look, GB are a very good team. Mark has them playing very well, and in the end, this is what we want to be, and we want to be in a series with a 1-1 and playing for the win. So I really look forward to Tuesday, and I'm sure GB will step it up again. So we know we're up for a big challenge.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. That game is tomorrow in Belfast, and the Irish team, of course, preparing for the Olympic Games later this year, and a hugely significant win there. From, I'm sure, a lot of confidence from that performance. Now, Shane Lowry finished inside the top 10 at the Players' Championship last night. Justin Thomas won it on 14 under by a shot from Lee Westwood. Shane was 8th. On 9 under par, and only for a second round 74, I think he would have been right in contention last night. He was very upbeat though after his final round last night.
To be honest, I'm pretty happy with the week in general, because you know, it's not been the best run of form for me over the last while, and it's kind of, hopefully this is a bit of a momentum swinger, and you know, it'll shift the momentum in my direction going forward over the next few weeks. Like, the only thing that was different for me this week is I actually hold a few putts. Like, I had my one bad putting day on Friday, but the last couple of days have been nice, and Thursday was nice. So, you know, that's just kind of the difference for me over the last sort of few months and this week. So, if I can just keep that up, so I'm just going to keep rolling with that, keep trying my best, and you never know. If I can put like that over the next sort of few months or even few weeks, you can always do something special, you know, up in Texas or over at Augusta. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, Augusta, getting close, and we'll have more on the Masters a little bit later on in this programme. Stay tuned for our next sport bulletin at 8:35. In soccer, Manchester United beat West Ham 1-0 in the Premier League. They're back to second in the standings. Arsenal came from a goal behind to beat Tottenham 2-1. Leicester 5-0 winners against Sheffield United. Brighton overcame Southampton by 2-1. In cycling, Sam Bennett finished in second place in the points category behind Primoz Roglic at the Paris-Nice race. Bennett 38th on the final stage yesterday. He's 79th overall. The winner, though, from Germany, Max Schlockmann. He defended his crown after the overnight race leader Roglic crashed and lost considerable time in the final stage. He eventually finished in 56th place, over 3 minutes down on the stage winner, having carried a 52-second lead into the day's racing. So a dramatic turnaround in events there. Finally, Scormare let home a 1-2-3 for owner JP McManus in the Leinster National at Naas. Sports updates throughout the day on the RT Sport website, and you can also check out the RT News app.